Rory and Eta Dial here in Kilbarrick Street or Kilbarrick Road.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of the place you're living in now isn't the place that you were living all your life. Rory, where did you grow up?
Talla. On Main Street, Talla, I grew up. At the corner, just round from the Green Dragon pub, as you turn up the Talla Street and up towards the Protestant church and graveyard. And my grandfather had a kind of coal merchant's business there. Malally, his name was.
And in those days, it was just a village. What was your dad's name?
Timothy Doyle.
And so, and
he drove there. He was a driver on the Dublin and Blessington steam tram.
Hmm. And it was your grandfather that had the coal.
That's
the
right.
Coal,
yes.
Business.
Yes.
And in those days, you know, coal would have been something, I'd say, that a lot of people couldn't afford because of the, you know, people would be more into turf and
well, the business went out. Yeah. The business, it went out of business in the '30s. People. Half crown a bag, I think, was the price of a bag of coal. But people couldn't afford it. And there are also people who'd order up a half ton, Mr. Mullally, but they'd forget to pay. So my mother, who was then owned the business, she just had wiped it up.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Mullally.
And was she Kate from Mullally. The area?
She was, yeah. She was born in the house where I grew up.
And how many of you?
Three brothers and five sisters.
Oh, what was it like? What are your early memories growing up in the house?
An awful lot of people, because there was an aunt and uncle as well. And there were also several lots of cousins whose mothers had died or something like that. So the house was full of people, and I don't know how many rooms were in the place. Or, you know, the sort of business it was. Except that we had always plenty of food. And none of my relatives at all died of TB during that terrible scourge. None of them, because I think we were all carnivorous or something like that. It would be.
Where was your school?
First of all, it's down the road, and after you turn down into the Green Hills Road from the main street. And the first one school was a little old school, very old. I'd imagine it was a type of standard type. Girls' school and boys' school, cyber, single story with little diamond windows. Now, that's gone. Some vandals wiped that out. And the next part, we went to a new one, which is beside it. That is not a school anymore either. But then I went to Christian Brothers in Inchicore and found it at James Street, you know.
Did you enjoy those days? Or did you...
I did.
Did you like your schooling and you
there's no problem at all. I had no problem. And the schoolmaster in Talla was a marvellous man. He's 60-odd people there. All just himself, from what you call first class onwards. You sat half the day, you stood half the day. And nobody, not none of them that I know of, leaving the school was illiterate. He managed it quite well. Jim Manning, yeah.
Was Jim, yeah, that he was the headmaster.
He was the master, yeah.
What about the did you leave school at 14 like
no,
most
I didn't,
boys
no.
at that stage?
No, I went on to the Christian Brothers in Inchicore for the second part of my primary cycle, you know. And then I went on to James Street, Christian Brothers. But then I got an apprenticeship as a compositor. Print, you know, typesetter printing in printing, and that's how that was the beginning of.
Oh, that was the beginning of your working.
That's right. Yeah.
And where did you work?
First of all, in Giverna Press in Liffey Street. It was originally the Gaelic Press, and then I worked in the Independent newspapers, and then I left to become a teacher in Bolton Street, and then I left to work in apprenticeship board and ANCO. Finally left when Foss was being set up before the Crooks moved in.
And so kind of you had quite an active young life, if you like, moving from one area into another.
That's right, yeah. I managed, in spite of all the things, I managed to do all that without losing a day's work. I moved from one to the other seamlessly.
The printing and the paper business, was that something that that you would have liked to have stayed with, or did you leave it for some reason?
No, when I left the Duverna Press to go to the newspapers because it paid more money, and then when it was the newspapers, I left because there was a vacancy for a teacher in Bolton Street, and I said, "Oh, I'd like that." One night, lying in bed, I think I read the ad in the paper. I'd like that, so I applied, and as it happened, I was the only one who was qualified in the whole of Ireland. They'd used up all the others had come and gone, you know.
And did you teach primary, secondary, or?
Oh no, they're just apprentices, compositor apprentices, and design and that sort of thing.
So when you were, when you thought that you would enjoy the teaching side,
yes,
of it. You know, what you were doing then is you were passing on your knowledge to the younger
yes,
people coming up.
That's right. That's right. And funny enough, that's an extraordinary thing that in recent years, little old men, now remember I told you, come up to me, "Hello, Mr. Dyle, so, don't you remember me?" Of course I do. Of course I do. Yeah. And say, "I've retired, man, this is my grandson." Little. I taught Butch Moore, and the lads who wrote the song for him, Jackie Smith and a lad called Devereaux, and quite a few people have gone.
Yeah. And you know that time. Where was it? What address?
Liffey Street.
And in there, which was right in the centre.
Bang in the centre city.
Of
yes.
Everything.
Yes.
It must have been full of energy and
noise, unbelievable noise, and the smell of burning metal. And it was an old building converted to a printing works, but the noise was constant, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And
how long did that last?
From 1940 to 47 years, 47.
So really, it was through the war years, wasn't it?
Oh yes. And terrible years there were for people.
Seven years apprenticeship,
yeah. Yeah. Mm. I only realised quite how bad it was when I realised that we were on 2 ounces of tea when we were married and here. And then I remember my mother foraging, trying to get extra tea and paying over the odds in Moore Street. And forgive, you're 7 miles away from, with no electricity. No running water. That was Tal in those days. No electricity, no running water. You go to the pump if you want water.